Episode 1385, You Make Me Brave.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. You made it. It is Friday, and that means it's the weekend, and you can breathe a big sigh of relief. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. And you know what? You make me brave. I wonder what that means. Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, life always seems to be crazy and busy. Everyone grabs for attention. In all the chaos and celebrations, you make me brave. I feel so safe knowing you are near. You carry me when I am tired. You pick me up when I fall. You make me brave. As the storms take over the day, you never let me drown. You sustain me when I feel like giving up. You make me brave. Driving to a conference this weekend, I passed by many schools and I couldn't help but think about how our children get up every day to face a city that isn't always pleasant. That's the world they live in, right? Maybe your children go to school, if they're in elementary school, that's their city. That's their life. If you have older children that are in the workforce, that's their life. Maybe you have a child who's in college, that's their life. That's their city and what they live in. And they face kind of an unknown when it comes to their city. We think they know what they're doing, but every day is a new day. I know when we recently moved, I was concerned for my children having friends and being able to meet new people. And would they be able to make a good, easy transition? Well, you know, as moms, as dads, we try to prepare them for what's to come. And most is unknown to us because when we were growing up, life was very different. Now, I get it. Our situations may be similar, as in we may experience things from other people. However, what we have at our fingertips, how technology has changed things, the way our world responds to things, and what's said, and how much influence we have from technology and TV, it is just totally different. But we take on the responsibility with great bravery and forge ahead, not knowing what we'll face. It's very similar to what God does for us daily. He tries to prepare us for the city we embark on each day. But we don't always listen. We backtalk and make decisions that are not really wise for our age. We run away to get our own way, yet stumbling back, wishing the excursion was never known. Children are such blessings and bring heartache too. We're God's children, just as our children are our own. I can't help but ponder the thought how empty we would be without God and how empty our children would be without us. You make me brave. Now, I get this is going a little bit deep, but as I'm driving up from the south going up north, we're not to the full fall season yet. And so it was just beautiful seeing how the leaves were kind of green and they were beginning to change, kind of that pear color of golden. And then as I got closer up north, they became more vibrant, as in the oranges were beginning to peek through. The yellows were actually there and they were becoming golden and crisp. And the air was just like, ooh, you could just tell, you know, you wanted to put on that warm jacket, just a little one, but enough to make you kind of feel cozy. And as I'm driving and seeing the schools off of the highway, seeing lights on, it just brought me back to how our children face such difficult times. And that means what? We as parents face difficult times. And not just as a parent, but as a person. And I really began just to talk to God and say, okay, Lord, what's the lesson here? What is it that I can do to better my children's life and which you do to better my life. So as the days wither away and stress overwhelms the soul, don't forget the power of your love, grace, and guidance. You matter as a parent, a thankless job that usually takes hits and snarls before hugs and kisses. Life isn't fair, but even God knows that as He watches and guides you. Do the same for your child. Guide your child as God guides you. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Guide your child as God guides you. Sometimes we don't know what to do as a parent, and we're kind of scratching our head, or we go and ask a girlfriend, or sometimes we go and seek out the book. What if we were just to seek out God and say, Lord, I call on you. Help me in this present situation. Show me the next step I'm supposed to take with my child. He guides you so you can guide your child. So what does it look like to guide your child as God guides you? Well, number one, you have to draw on patience to calm the chaos. Don't over-dramatize the situation. Do you think God over-dramatizes our situation? Oh, no, He does not. And I get it. He is the Almighty. And He has more control than we could ever imagine. But when we are looking at our children, we kind of sometimes add to the chaos. Come on, it's confession day. Be honest with yourself. Yes, we do. I've done it. In fact, I think I just did it yesterday. We don't want to do that. Don't over-dramatize the situation. Draw on patience to calm the chaos. My son, our youngest, our G-man, he's in eighth grade. Just kind of a quick refresher here. So we've almost got him all out of the middle school, and we'll all have him up in the higher education levels. And okay, so that's for a whole nother episode, because that brings on stress in itself. But he had two tests this week. One was a quiz and one was actually a test. And he goes, now, Mom, there is a difference. Both in the same subject, science. And I said, okay. I said, well, you know, actually, they're not just a quiz and a test. It's actually just questions on a piece of paper. And he stopped. And he was like, oh, yeah, you're right. I'm going to think like you. It's just questions on a piece of paper. That changes the whole aspect for someone who has test anxiety to say it's just questions on a piece of paper. That's it. But if we sit there and trap ourselves up into, oh my gosh, that test, you just got to study for it, hun. And I promise you, you'll get through it. It may be hard because it's a test, but you can do it. No. Why jump into that? That's where you over-dramatize. Pull it back out and go, okay, guess what, hun? It's only questions on a piece of paper. Draw patience to calm the chaos. Number two, meet your child where he's at or where she's at. Don't overextend when simplicity does it better. Why do you think we call it the KISS or the KISSes, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions? Simplicity is key. God doesn't try to figure everything out for us. He meets us right where we're at. He finds you. If you're huddled in the shower with tears rolling down your cheeks, if you're sitting in your car with your sunglasses on in the pickup line at school, just distraught as to the circumstances of your day, He meets you right where you're at. Why do we as parents feel like we have to cause even more craziness when life is happening to our children, right? We become that protective mama bear. And hey, I'm all for the mama bear because I have to pull mama bear every once in a while. But you don't want to overextend when simplicity does it better. Meet your child right where they're at. And finally, number three, love with a heart given from heaven above. Don't underestimate the power of your unconditional love. You don't have to have all the answers. I promise you that. In fact, your children might actually figure out the answers before you do in the situation that they're in. It's kind of one of those reverse psychology teaching things that God, I think, has a sense of humor with, and they figure it out. But then the kids just kind of let us, oh, okay, yeah, mom got that one. Woo-hoo, yay, good, great job, mom. But what they need really from us is that unconditional love, the love that only God extends to us. We, in turn, have to extend it to our children. Love with a heart given from heaven above. In all you do, God makes you brave, and you make your child brave. This parenting thing, it's definitely not for the birds. It takes a lot of work every single day. And yes, you're going to cry. Yes, you're going to laugh. But I promise you this, you are helping your child, a gift from heaven, create their now. And that's the greatest gift that you can give your child. Guide your child as God guides you. Now, if this is something that you're like, okay, patience is not my virtue, and it's far from where my strengths are, or I really just don't know how to help my child. If you're stuck, if you are needing assistance, there is no shame in that. And we need to recognize that as parents. We need to ask for help. And if that's you, if you're saying, I'm struggling here, or I would like to do something different, but I don't know what that different looks like, click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. When you click on that link, a little form will pop up, fill that out, and that will begin our conversation. We will get you scheduled, and you and I can talk about your circumstances, and I can help meet you right where you're at. You know, this bravery thing, we don't think about it much as being on the front lines, but as a parent, that's exactly where you are. But being a parent shouldn't feel like you're at war all the time. Guide your child as God guides you, and let His difference in your life make a difference in your child's life. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.